702, The World View
with Adam Gilchrist.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Clement.
Good, good, good. So let's talk about what's expected to happen this weekend. Prince Philip's funeral. How are the preparations going?
Yeah, 4 p.m. Your time tomorrow, it'll be. And the preparations, of course, are extremely well prepared, if it's possible, in that 400 members of the British military are taking part, and they have been rehearsing like crazy all week. I love the fact that Prince Philip wanted a funeral of minimum fuss. Mm. Well, of course, this is minimum fuss in royal terms. Mm. I would say not in the terms that you and I might think of it, Clement. You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. I guess there are three things that have come out just in the last few hours about what will happen. Number one, Prince William and Prince Harry won't walk together. They'll be separated by another of the grandchildren. Mm-hmm. So they don't want there to be any political or domestic capital in the boys being alongside each other. Number two is the fact that three of Prince Philip's German side of the family, they sort of were long forgotten about, maybe necessarily so when Prince Philip was in the Royal Navy fighting against the Germans in the Second World War. But anyway, the three of them are coming to the funeral at the expense of a couple of cousins' spouses. But also, one of the people who will not be there is Fergie, as in Sarah, Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, because apart from anything else, we hear that she and Prince Philip really didn't get on. In fact, he described her as being beyond the pale, which I suppose in royal terminology is quite extreme language. Do you know what? This whole funeral is an episode of The Crown. It's got so much going on about not wearing uniforms, who's standing with who, who's not turning up, etc.
The protocols. Yeah, but I mean, Adam, if they, the brothers both walk together, I mean, doesn't that show unity? Why must they be concerned about the politics that would come out of that? I mean, to me, it would show that they're united.
Yeah.
They're not fighting.
Well, yeah. And why not? Why not be united at least in grief for their grandfather? Mm. Yeah, what would be the problem with that? They were asked, I say they, not the two princes, but a Buckingham Palace spokesman was asked specifically about that, about them not walking together, being divided physically. And it was said they did not want people to make up their own dramatic scenarios from the funeral procession. This is about the Duke of Edinburgh. Mm. But we are anyway, aren't we?
yeah, certainly. So talk to us about the St. Vincent's volcano on the Caribbean island. It looks like the damage is great, eh?
Yeah, it's a week old now. It was a week ago that it started erupting La Soufrière on St. Vincent. And we know it's caused all sorts of problems on the island. Ash and smoke clouds, no flights in or out, simply because of the volcanic ash in the air. 20,000 people have been evacuated. I don't believe there are any reports of injuries or deaths at all. But the United Nations has started an international funding appeal. They're very worried because, after all, this is a small island that normally relies on tourism and obviously hasn't had very many for the last year, and also relies on its neighbours, and the neighbours can't get in or out. Plus, although St. Vincent itself is the main, you know, victim of this volcano, it is now affecting Barbados, Antigua and Barbuda. There's a problem. It's increasing and spreading.
Yeah. Why was a Canadian MP caught in a virtual meeting naked?
I wonder if this rings any bells with people. Has anyone been caught in their underwear, pyjamas, trackies and joggers when you shouldn't have been? I don't know. It's those work Zooms, isn't it, that the whole world seems to be doing, at least some of the time. And indeed, I think there was an official reminder in Parliament here about MPs not being in a state of disrobement or in, you know, jeans and T-shirts when they're taking part in official parliamentary procedures. So in Quebec, an MP for an area called Pontiac in Quebec, William Amos, appeared at a virtual meeting of the Canadian Parliament completely starkers. He says it was an honest mistake, and you can imagine this. He was changing clothes whilst connecting, and sometimes it takes a little while to connect, and then you have to press the little thing, so you can, you know, you don't have your camera on necessarily. Well, oops, he went straight to it, and whilst undressing, and he got caught in the naughty naked nude.
Oof.
Although, to be fair, he says he did have a mobile phone to hide his modesty. I like to think, Clement, it would take more than a mobile phone, surely a widescreen laptop.
Wow. And look, I wish I could unsee that picture, because I went and checked it out as I was reading up on this, Adam. But, thank you, Adam Gilchrist.